Hello, listeners. Once again, this is Citizen Wolf. Before we start with BDT's second podcast, I'd like to explain a few things before we start. We've changed a few things on the Jellycast website, so if while you're listening to this podcast, can you please resubscribe to the Jellycast website by deleting your subscriptions to us in iTunes and resubscribe via Jellycast by clicking on the each individual playlist subscribe button. So each podcast will be its own individual playlist, and all the future problems will be averted because there's still a few problems with the older playlists and whatever. So delete your subscriptions in iTunes and resubscribe via the Jellycast website rather than like searching for us via iTunes, because it's still playing up the search functionality. So hopefully that will sort out all your problems, and future episodes will be uploaded properly. Thank you for listening to this short message update. Now on to the podcast.
AI Podcast presents another episode of BDT 87 Solo Podcast. And here's your host.
Hi guys, this is BDT 87 for a second episode of my solo podcast. And it's St. George's Day, so everyone who is listening from England, if you celebrate it, have a good one, whatever you're doing. Now then, this is my second solo podcast. As I said, I haven't done one for ages, except the one with Citizen Wolf, the AI gaming and other related stuff podcast, which we still haven't found a good name yet for that podcast. But anyway, most of you have realised maybe I haven't been online for a while. Those are the people who, you know, talk to me all the time on MSN or watch my videos. Although in my last vlog I did mention that I was going to go back to Cardiff last weekend, but apparently that did not happen. Last Saturday I had to go to the hospital because of, well, it wasn't severe, I just had a bad chest, and some of you know I have asthma. So I was there until Wednesday, which was yesterday. So 5 days in hospital, you know, kind of can be boring for the first 3 days, because the doctors didn't come until Monday, and of course they put me on medication, etc. So yeah, I'm back, I'm doing fine, I'm not going back to Cardiff as of yet. So I will do a video on my YouTube explaining this again. So yeah, this is the first thing I've done since I've come back, this podcast. So if you're listening this first, so you know this is, well, you know where I have been. Not much to say really in this podcast of mine. Just a few things, I guess. Basically, I can't really ask, you know, because you can't really respond. How was everyone's Easter? You know, I know a lot of people had 3 weeks off. Most of you did have 2 weeks off if you're in school. Uni people, like I said, 3 weeks. I didn't do much, to be honest. I just came back home. I did go to the Pokemon event, some of you may know if you watched my last vlog. It was alright. It wasn't a bad Easter. And it depends if you're, you know, if you do really celebrate Easter as in a religious way as well. I know a lot of people don't and just like the time off work. You know, did everyone enjoy the Easter eggs? I didn't have a lot of Easter eggs this year, for, you know, funny enough. But I haven't for a while, really. It's for the kids, as you know. So, you know, a lot of people probably kept eating chocolate until they threw up or something, I don't know. So yeah, during Easter I have signed up with Blog TV. I think that's right, Blog TV. So, you know, stay tuned if I might do live shows later on. I will say in a podcast or a YouTube video. But I haven't got any ideas yet, because at the moment I'm only concentrating on the YouTube videos and doing these podcasts. And like I said, this is only my second ever podcast solo. So, you know, if you did listen to my first one, I you know, thank you very much, I appreciate it. I don't know if I did have many listeners, but you always, you know, you always can go and check back on any podcast we've done. Some of you may listen to this on our internet Jellycast site or iTunes, so either way you can check them out, you know, all the previous videos, and of course not only my solo podcasts but Citizen Wolf's podcasts, and like I said, the one which me and Citizen Wolf does, the AI Games / Other Topic podcast. Moving on, this was the serious, you may say, I don't know, some people think it's all nonsense, but you know, if you don't do anything about it and something does happen, then it could be your fault. You could, if you've done this, you could at least said, well, I tried. And of course I'm talking about the YouTube community, and a lot of people should know or seen my channel or Citizen Wolf's channel, that the HulaTube video, which I cannot remember the one who actually did the video, but he said, copy this video and post it, you know, respond it as his video, and there's probably, you know, last time I checked, there's way over 800 respond, so those videos are all over YouTube now. And if you have watched it, it's basically the main topic is that, you know, there's more big companies joining YouTube, such as Disney. You know, even in UK, you've realised you've got ITN on YouTube now, BBC on YouTube. You know, even the MPs have YouTube now. You know, it's good, it's getting big, but there's some companies which we don't want. You know, why are they doing this? You know, why joining YouTube? They, I know they want to be a part of a gang, you know, jump on a bandwagon, but you know, whatever. But there are big companies out there, such as Disney, which, you know, might stop you, you know, having views. And I don't really understand this part of the aspect that, you know, YouTube may delete your account. I don't know if that will happen. If it will, that sucks big time, but I hope it doesn't. Fair enough, you know, I've only got, well, nearly 250 subscribers, and there's a few there who has 1,000, 10,000, etc. And they still don't have enough views, you know, on their videos. I'm not a brag, I don't have a lot of views on my videos, so I'm in the lower end of the community, if you want to be fair, you know. Some people who have subscribed to me, you know, thank you very much. But it's basically, you know, the whole point of a video, you know, is saying, you know, you got to watch out because YouTube might delete your account, or, you know, you won't have many views as you did like a year before. It's all going to be top main dogs, like I said, the big companies. So as the title of the video said, is, you know, it's phasing you, yes, you know, out of YouTube, because, you know, the whole point of YouTube is to broadcast you yourself. But now, you know, all this is going down the pan. But if you do remember, not long ago there was an issue with YouTube versus Viacom. Everybody got worried about that. To be honest, I didn't get too worried about that, but I know a lot of people did. But that just passed over, like, you know, has that been? That was like a couple of months ago. Did anything happen? They might have been in some people's sites, you know, but in the big run, they're still trying to stop copyrighted with music, etc. You know, even in the UK, we can't even watch, you know, music videos as we could from Universal Records, you know, channel, which that's banned from UK now, so that sucks. And anyone who uploads a music video, you know, from a chart, if you want to watch, you know, someone new in the top 40 chart, pop for example, and you want to see the video, it's getting difficult to see that on YouTube, because once it's up, it's gone. Someone takes it because of copyright. And I understand why people do it, because we can't watch them in the first place because it's banned from the UK. So, you know, it's a big mess at the moment. So, you know, if you haven't watched the Hula Tube phasing you out of YouTube video, it's very interesting, and, you know, support it. You know, and if you do want to, if you go onto mine or whichever ones, it should be in the description bar how to copy the video, so you can upload it and then post it as a video response to the person who did posted it up at the start. And I do apologise again, I can't remember his name, but I have, and Citizen Wolf has posted it back to the main guy, so you can check him out on which we responded, video response to. Now, that's all I have to say really for this podcast. I know it's short, but it's good to be back, and I'll be doing another podcast solo soon, hopefully. I know Citizen Wolf is in the making of doing his fourth or fifth solo podcast, so watch out for his podcast. Watch out for our podcast we do together. I don't know when that next one will be, because we just basically have to wait a couple of weeks, months, until there's new you know, news for the game aspects before we can say stuff. We said it on that podcast, we do have an email address, which is ai/podcast@hotmail.co.uk. If you have any, you know, we wanted questions and answers. So, you know, send your questions to that email which I've just said, which is ai/podcast@hotmail.co.uk. You can check the email out on iTunes and Jellycast if you're not sure, if you've forgotten or haven't written it down. With that said, because I think Citizen Wolf might want some questions to send to him on his solo podcast, but I'm not too sure because I haven't spoken to him. But I wouldn't mind some, you know, questions from you guys, from listeners, because I want to know how many, you know, how many of you are actually listening to my podcast. Is it worth me doing this? You know, I know it's only my second one, and I'm not saying I am popular, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that I would like to know how many listeners are listening to my podcast, so it's not, of, you know, shall I say, waste of time of me doing these podcasts. Not only with my solo podcast, but with Citizen Wolf podcasts and AI game podcasts. You know, we do check the stats, and we see we've had a lot of downloads of listeners. So that's a good thing, you know, so we appreciate you, you know, who listened to us. Thank you very much. The iTunes bit says how popular it is, but that doesn't work sometimes. I don't really understand, you know. Citizen Wolf does all the uploading, so, you know, he takes credit for that. But going back to the email matter, if you, with the AI game podcasts, if you want to cover, if you want us to cover a game topic, or, you know, what's your favorite, you know, for example, what's your favorite game, blah blah blah, you know, and also we would like topics for us to cover after we talk about the game, because we usually go off topic. So if you want us to cover a topic, you know, send us a question, a question to us to answer, or a topic to fill in. And with that email, can you put on the subject AI game so we know which podcasts it goes to? Or you can just say Q&A on the subject. And then on my podcast, the solo one, you know, I don't actually, you know, I don't care. Just send questions or what you think of my podcast. You know, don't be rude. You know, I'm not going to, we'll see how it goes, really. You know, I'm not too bothered with it at the moment. But with that, put on the subject BDT87. So I know it's for my podcasts only, the solo ones. You can put BDT87 solo or BDT87. And I'll know that email is for me and I can check it out. So with that all said, I think we've come to the end of this second episode of my BDT87 solo podcast. 15 minutes in, not too bad. So yeah, I think I've covered what I wanted to say. Of course, don't forget to check our YouTube videos on, well, mine is youtube.co.uk/BDT87 in capitals, and Citizen Wolf YouTube page is of course youtube.co.uk/Citizen Wolf with a capital C and capital W. Right, I'm gonna go now and probably play some games or whatever, or just check out the YouTube community, although it sucks at the moment. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you guys on another podcast of BDT80 Solo podcast. If not, you know, whatever the next podcast is, remember to check my videos and all that. So thanks again for listening, and I'll see you guys around. Bye.